Hello and welcome into the SoRare Data Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on SoRare. Today to talk about, what was the topic today? Too much and not enough all at the same time. And as I tried to read that, I realized I probably need a comma there or something like that. But anyway, thank you to everybody for coming in. Appreciate it. Happy Friday to all of those who are live and watching. I was going to apologize for the early time, but I'm not going to. It's just early. And part of the reason is because we have moved our clocks forward in the US. And so now where I am at least is only 4 hours behind the UK, 5 hours behind Central Europe. And that's just what happens. The benefit really is that we get an extra hour for the game week deadline, which helps people, well, which helped people like me and not people like Gator Guy who didn't realize we had the extra hour. But we don't have to go down that road. Anyway, Philly Dilly, too much and not enough all at the same time. We doing a show about vodka. Oof. David Marshall, am I too early? What time was that, David? You were a little early, a little early. And Arthur, if you try every day, you'll never miss a lucky day. So that was yesterday. I believe Arthur was third on the podium and you did it again. So there you go. We have Petter, P-E-T-A-R, followed by Peter, P-E-T-E-R. Maybe they're both Peter. I don't know. Quinny is already driving home. Way to be. Quinny smashed it out of the park again with a great deadline show that I was watching before with Harry Trades, who was also here. Thank you guys for coming in. That show's great. It really is. And unfortunately made me take Yari Vershaeren out of my lineups after Harry was pressuring me yesterday to put him in. He's like, surely you have to play him. And I was like, I don't know if he's going to play, man. And then I was like, all right, let's play him. And then on this deadline show, it was like, oh, I'm not going to play him. I was like, Harry, come on. Come on. So it might not be Yarold season this weekend. Although, now that I haven't played him, Yari Vershaeren 100 incoming. Raul, what's up? Toby, good afternoon to you. Anthony, Jacob, appreciate all you guys coming in. SoRare Malta, last hour of work. Thank you, Laird. Perfect timing. I always wonder if people would prefer to have this show at the end of their workday or the beginning of their weekend, meaning this specifically this Friday show. And so maybe the answer is both. I don't know. Tom, hello. Dream Oblivion, what's up? Carol says, everything, everywhere, all at once. Something like that. Johanna Tin, Simo, what is up? Thanks for coming in. David Alves, Ricoman, Malky. Oh, man. Love all these guys coming in. Love it. Love it. Jesp or Yesp? I feel like I would say Jesp, but then if it was Jesper, I would say Jesper. Tuggy, hello. End of workday is lovely. All right, I'll see what I can do. I don't want to get too close to the deadline. Obviously, I did it today, but I'm assuming that J means Jesp, even though I just said I'm not sure. But anyway, SoRare Malta said, I don't usually do anything in the last hour and usually drags, so definitely at the end. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Touch, T-ouch, touch, touch, T-ouch. Anybody listening to this must be wondering why I'm saying this, but that's one of the comments. Big fan of the show. First time live. So what's up? Thank you for coming in. Appreciate that. It's Wilson. Hello, Tom. As a work from home guy, I take a break whenever the show goes live. That's impressive that you are already not taking a break. The work from home way to be. Surface, hello. Good morning to you, sir. Yeah. So shout out to all the work from homers out there, or really the remote workers, I'll put it. I was talking to, who was I talking to earlier this week? Whatever it is. I'm not going to dox someone specifically right off the show, but I will say that SoRare Data has a remote working policy. We don't have like a central office that we could potentially all go to. Obviously, I do not work at any central office because I work from the United States, and most of the people who work at SoRare Data are in France. But we kind of have this understanding that, you know, as long as you get your work done, work from anywhere. And there's kind of this, it's probably spoken, but we don't really speak of it, but this kind of spoken agreement that unless something is super time sensitive and important, which to be honest, the stuff that I deal with tends not to be, then you shouldn't always expect a response right away. And we all kind of have our own working schedules and they don't always overlap, and that happens. And so my own schedule, sometimes I'll work at night for me, which is like middle of the night in France. And I remember I sent a message to somebody. It was one of those that it was like, I had this thought. And so I sent it to somebody expecting to address it the next day. Cause it was like 10 PM my time, which is like 4 AM in France. And I got an immediate response back from them. And I was like, so thrown off. And I was like, shouldn't you be sleeping? And they're like, no, it's the middle of the day. And I was like, where are you? And they were like, Fiji. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, how about that? So yeah, just do that. Rikamon said, flexible work is great. I do it 90% of the time. Only have to be at work when there's a football game happening, which sounds like a cool job if that's why you'd have to go in. Speaking of football games, not even matches, football games, like so rare. I have been testing, part of my job, kind of, is testing tools that we're coming out with. And I have recently been testing the lineup builder for the new So Rare competitions. And I apologize for only taking 6.5 minutes to get into today's topic, but I got places to go after this. So it's going to be, I don't know if it'll be a short show, but I'll try to be concise. But anyway, so I've been testing this lineup builder, which obviously includes all the new competitions. And before everyone is like, when is it coming? Like, it's coming soon, but we still, like, we are at a point now where we're actually waiting on So Rare for basically the competitions to be out. And so it's just something we have to work through. And we like to test our things before we come, you know, before we put them out in production. And so that's where we are. So anyway, I have been using the lineup builder to build lineups for game week 463, which is the first game week where we'll have the new competitions. And it's interesting because I already feel overwhelmed, and yet we still don't even have all of the information. So the reason I say that, and Maddie Sorrow, what's up? Thanks for coming in. Maddie, you still dominating Rivals? I saw somebody hit 800 recently, which is crazy. I haven't played in like 3 weeks. Excuse me. So the lineup builder. A lot of the talk about the new competitions going from like all of the ones we have now, you know, all the global comps and Challenger Europe and Champion Asia and all these stuff. We are like, it gets much simpler soon. And so, you know, we'll have champions, challengers, contenders, U23. Now, obviously, until August, we're still going to have the global competitions, but, and actually, I will touch on those as well. But the idea was the game gets simpler because we only have those three. And there's all this talk about why that's a negative, and it comes up with dominant players like Lionel Messi, where like if you're playing in challengers and you don't have Messi when he's fit, do you stand a chance? Or when like Van Aken scores 100 and 500 people have his rares, I don't know if it's that many, but can you compete? Compete, excuse me. And one of the biggest things that I felt going when I was doing my lineup, excuse me, is getting as many lineups out as I could. And I want to believe that part of that feeling was just that I was like, oh, I'm testing this, so let me see how many I can do. But I'm better at it now than I used to be. But I do still fall into the trap of if I could just sneak out another lineup, and that's not even buying another card, but it's like breaking one lineup so that I could play another. Like, let's say I really like my Cap 270 team and it has a current Challenger Europe goalie, and I have like a few other Challenger Europe cards. And I'm like, if I just move that goalie to the Challenger lineup, then I can play Challenger and I have another scrub goalie I can put in 270. So I'm weakening my 270 just to get Challenger in. And I think we all do this. Whether we all follow through with it is another thing, but we all think it like, oh, if I just do this, then I can have two shots. And Andy Black is someone who's always like, yeah, I just want more lineups, more possibilities to win, which I totally get. but I'm just not totally sure it's also the right way to, or the best way to play, or to give yourself the best chance at winning. So, Maddie Sorter doesn't play Rivals anymore. That's too bad. But maybe the game's not for you anymore. Mike, what's up? Lose Yourself. Thank you guys for coming in. Also, if anybody could, you know, like the video, that's always really, really nice. Johanna Tinnen says there are quality versus quantity. Oh, quality versus quantity. Exactly. So putting the lineups together, I kind of had this general idea. I had actually made a spreadsheet for myself. I'm like a spreadsheet guy. And so I made a spreadsheet of my gallery and I split it up into challengers, champions, and contenders. And actually, I'm just going to take a quick screenshot. Well, no, I don't want to do that because I got some cards listed, or, you know, names listed of cards I want to buy, and I don't want you guys going in and getting them. So I'm actually not going to share it. But anyway, I had the whole breakdown and I'm like, here are my champions cards. Here are my challengers. Here are my contenders, broken up by scarcity. And I'm like, how competitive am I in certain spots? And that's when I realized that, like, challengers, super rare in the summer, like MLS, I'm really weak in. And now I'm like, maybe I should just get rid of those cards because I don't think I can reasonably compete or even really compete. And so I did that. And then I actually stole a different format from someone else. And it allowed me to kind of get a better idea of what my lineups actually look like in terms of if I like put them all in. Let me see if I can pull that one up because I'm willing to share that with you guys. Let's see here. This one. All right. So this was an idea from the Sorer Scandinavia. And not Scandinavia. Sorry, hold on. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. Hold on. Sorry. That wasn't the screen I wanted to show. Here we go. All right. Sorry. Like any day now, Laird, come on. I get it. Jordan says, oh, what's up, Jordan? Out for a stroll with the dog after spending most of the afternoon building lineups, and this is the perfect listening. Oh, I'm glad. Maddie said, the matchmaking changes kind of took the fun away, but now that I drop places, I might need to test it again. All right. Yep. Glenn, what's up? All right. So, sorry. So this was from the So Rare Argentina Discord. I can't remember if it was Coops or someone else, and I apologize for whoever kind of was the first one who put it kind of like this. I adjusted mine. But this is basically what I did. And it was like, all right, I have these champions in season cards, and I don't really play champions anyway, so I don't have a lot of in season cards. And so I put this together, and I was like, all right, if I wanted to multi-enter, like, how would it look, and what do I need, and where are the holes? And like the ones that are done in red are new season cards, so I can kind of figure out how that works. And so basically, that's what I did. And so, Toby, stop trolling me on this, please. Anyway, so that's what I did. And I was like, all right, cool. But I think we all know, all of us who really play this game know, that you can make as many spreadsheets as you want with like your ideal lineups. And it's not about that. Like, it's not the weeks where you actually play those lineups because those are your best five matchups of that week. It just doesn't happen that much. And that's something that you learn the more that you play the game, that you can't just buy five cards for Challenger Europe and just run them. And it has nothing to do with the fact that that you could have injuries or whatever, or suspensions, whatever, but it's the fact that sometimes they just don't have a good matchup. And it's like, you could have three really good matchups and two terrible ones. And it's like, you're just not going to do that well. And so you get more cards and more cards so that you always have the right matchup. And yet we still kind of want to see our gallery on a whole of like, all right, what's my ideal lineup? But you so rarely play your ideal lineup because the fixtures just have to work out perfectly. Now, that's one of the huge advantages of stacks or collections, whatever, that it's only one game you have to worry about. So if you have that PSV stack, you're playing it all the time. But even if you have kind of a lower team, when they play home against Volendam, then yes, that's your week. You just have to hope nobody else has a great matchup also, which doesn't happen that much. Like we talk about that on the Game Week show, that you find the Jupiler Chicago Fire stack and you're like, awesome. And then you find out that like PSV are huge favorites, Zagreb are huge favorites, Benfica, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to have like my all-time high score and I'm going to lose by 150 points. And so the lineup builder at least allows you to do this on a week-to-week basis. And I think only psychos go that far ahead and do like their whole lineups. But there are people out there, and frankly, they help pay my salary. So thank you for those people who have become Sora Data members so that they can make lineups 10, 12, 15 game weeks ahead of time. So that's what I was doing for the new-ish lineup builder, and which I'm going to show you in a quick second, but I'm going to get back to the chat. Parapress says maybe better to work in numbers. If you're playing three lineups, get five goalkeepers, six defenders. It's the problem is it's always more. You always need more. And the game kind of benefits hoarders in that way. Shout out to PSU fans too. But that's how it works. Maddie said, on my spreadsheets, I'm already planning for August onwards. It's too difficult to take into consideration that the next weeks I can still play 240, 270 All-Stars and all that. So I'm glad you brought that up, Maddie. And, oh, wait, I missed this one. Parapress, you know what's mad? I didn't know you existed 2 years ago, Laird, and now I watch listen to you multiple times a week. Crazy. Parapress, my whole life is different from 2 years ago. It's crazy. It is crazy. I didn't know who you were 2 years ago, and I watch your streams too. So how about that? Anyway, so the lineup builder. Like I said, I've been using it for a little bit, and do I want to show you guys? Yeah, I'll just show it right away. Hold on. I'll show you guys what it looks like, even though it might not. Now, full disclosure, this is still like being tested. This is not production. It's not ready yet. So if anything looks wonky, it's because this is a testing environment. Blah, 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 all those stuff. So anyone who uses the lineup builder knows what it looks like. So this is it. And you have all your game weeks. I'm starting at 463 because that's the first game week of the new competitions. And so if you're familiar, you know all the contests we have. I'm going to zoom in here because now that we have multi-entry, you can submit up to three lineups for each one. And so you start to realize just how many lineups you could possibly put in if you have a lot of cards in different scarcities, which I happen to. They just keep going and going and going. And it felt like it was, and this doesn't even like list each lineup individually. Like, as you can see, it just says like, classic challenger, classic, super rare, 0 of 3. And so this is where you start to like build. And Charlie said, let's be honest, they should have binned off global all-star and the cap modes when this launches in 2 weeks. It just further complicates planning ahead. So, and Toby said, it doesn't list the MLS special weekly either, which is also true because that's one of those things we're waiting for so rare on. Maddie said, but in my planning, I already take into account what teams and players might relegate, but the plans probably change each week until August. Yeah, that seems so not dangerous. It's very dramatic, but there's so much that can happen. So anyway, so this is what it looks like. And like, I'm just going to quickly show you guys kind of how it works. Let me just go right to, this is what Challenger Classic. Oh, so for me, the other tricky thing was I have a ton of, no surprise, I have a ton of Danish Super League of cards, and they don't have any current games for game week 463 because they do a league split and the schedule is not out yet. And so I went to do all the lineups and I was like, where are all my cards? And it's like, because we're still waiting for the schedule. So when I show you what I did before, it's a lot of, there'll be a lot of no-game players. The other crazy thing, which I completely underestimated until now, and I think, to be honest, we're still working on this, but I'm going to go to like, I'll do Challengers Classic. That's fine. But this reminds, so you're looking at this and you're like, this is Challenger Classic Limited. Why do you have rares and super rares showing? And the answer is because you can play them there. And so now the idea that you can play cards and you can play any card in limited. And obviously we're not going to start playing super rares and uniques in there. And some people play rares for sure, but you're just, it automatically gets overwhelming because you're just like, oh, okay, great. If you're starting with your limited lineups, it's like every card you own shows up, you know, in that competition. And it was like, oh, great. So obviously we have like you can do your scarcity filter and get just limiteds if you want. But like sometimes you actually want to see the others. So Toby says, oh my God, please make it so that the filter automatically just shows limited and we have to change the filter to show higher scarcities. I'm sure, I don't know what we're doing. Like I said, this is still testing, but I think people should see everything because you can play everything. And I don't know how many people have like multiple scarcities of cards. Surely they have like maybe two. I don't know how many people have three. I mean, we could figure it out. I don't know it off the top of my head. So that's one of the first things that you're like presented with. And I was just like, now granted, I didn't do my limited lineups first. It wasn't until I did them and I was just like, why are these? Like, I was like, oh, there's a bug. And I'm like, oh my God, no, we can actually play all of these. And then I actually went back to my rare lineups. And I was like, maybe there are some unused super rares that I should just use in my rare lineups. So anyway, my time says, love all your content. Thank you very much for watching it. The changes mean everyone has to decide which competitions to prioritize and accept that will mean gallery restructuring, especially big galleries with extensive options. So competition priority is not new. And so that should always be a thing. And honestly, bigger galleries probably have to restructure less because they're so, so open. Because they have so many cards. So Maddie said, I would always start with the highest scarcity when building lineups. So then I only see the cards that I don't use in better scarcities. That's basically what I ended up doing. But I don't know. That's what it is. Presumably, if you did your lineups like by value, like hopefully your super rares are worth the most. So like you want to prioritize those the most. But yeah, it is what it is. So anyway. So I started going through and doing all of my lineups. And because we now show lineups in the order that they show on So Rare to make it easier to go back and forth, meaning when you input your lineups, I can't show you like the order that I made them in, but so I have a lot of cards. Like I have, here we go, hold on. Like it's no secret that I have a lot of cards. So for football, I have 347 total cards. It's 83 limited, 192 rare, and 72 worthless super rares, except for Magnus Mattsson. So I have a lot of possibilities when I'm doing my lineups. And I have opportunities to multi-enter in numerous places, which was fun in my head. And so when I started putting the lineups in, I was like, why did I ever think this game got easier? Like, there's so many lineups that I can build. Now, I don't love talking about myself a lot on these shows, which sounds like really something from somebody who has a show by themselves. So, Raul, this is not on Sora Data yet. So, I made 29 lineups. And what was wild to me when doing them, now granted, some are empty, as you can see, or not empty, but like they're missing a spot. And if you notice this one on the page here, three guys from the Danish Superliga don't have a game, but like they will have a game. And once the schedule's set, I'll have to delete these all because I don't even know who they're playing. But what was really interesting, at least to me, was that I went through and did all of these lineups. I did three, I actually started with rare. So I did my three Challengers classic lineups. Here they are, 1, 2, 3. And then I have two Challenger in-seasons that are not complete yet. Like I need to fill in more spots. I have two Champions Classic rare teams. One in-season. Three Contenders Classic rare teams. One Contender in-season. Then two Challengers Classic super rare teams, two Contenders super rare teams. Why did I put this one as in season? This should be, so it should be three Contenders Classic and then Premier League teams. So I did all of this and then I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about All-Star. And cap 240 and cap 220 and cap 270. And as you can see, I've run out of cards. Let me see if I actually do have any cards left. So if I do All-Star Limited, I wonder if, can we not play down an All-Star? Maybe we just have to fix that. Anyway. So I don't think I have any Challengers goalies left. Yeah. So it's like, I basically ran out of goalies. That's what it comes down to. But it was just an overwhelming number of lineups to then be like, oh wait, there's All-Star and cap 240, which are literally the competitions I prioritize right now. And yet when I have the opportunity to multi-enter, I'm like, yeah, let's throw all these in. And then it's like, how about cap 240? And you're like, oh yeah. The thing that I actually make money from. So when I, now granted, I have a lot of cards. There are plenty of people with way more cards than me too. Like good luck to SR Monkey when he finally dives in on this. But the thing that got me was A, it's just a lot. And then I was talking to Vitaly that you guys may know him as. I was talking to him and I was like, do you mind if I share this on the stream today? Cause like, this is what I wanted to talk about. And he was like, sure, but there are things missing. I was like, no, I know that. Like, don't worry about it. And then he was like, cause we don't even have any of the information yet on divisions. And I was like, divisions, like that's another thing we're going to have to figure out here. And I've been thinking about divisions basically for the last 2 hours as I was not making any good lineups for this game week. But so as you see, like I made a few, right? Like I have three Challenger in-season limited lineups and with no consideration of division. And I'm curious how much I will end up thinking about where I want to play certain lineups in divisions. Like, and Toby said divisions are going to be really relevant when it comes to prioritization. And so that's exactly what I mean. And Quinny, we should talk about this. Let's do that next week. I'm struggling to see a situation where I have a good lineup and I don't want to play it in the best division that I can compete in. And there was a lot of this talk of people like tanking lineups so that they could compete in the lower divisions with like better lineups. And this idea of I'll actually put my better lineup in a lower division so that I can win, which I think people will do. Absolutely. But I always, like, I try to make the best lineups I can make now. And those lineups have to compete with everyone, which includes the people who will be in Division One, whether I'm in Division One or not. And that's the other thing. Like, well, you could be Division One. Like, I could be Division One in Challengers in season limited and Division Four in Challengers Classic rare. Like, it's all over the place. And so, but I really struggle with the idea of putting your best lineup in a lower division, unless it's just not that good. And you're just like, if I'm not really going to compete, why put your best lineup in the top division? But the response to that is, so you stay in the top division. You don't want to get relegated either. And so I spent all this time making these lineups. All of these lineups that I knew I would eventually erase and start fresh in 2 weeks. Not even. It's 2 weeks from today is when the game week starts with all of this. And so I spent all that time and there was no consideration about divisions. It was just like, okay, here's one lineup. This is my best lineup. And I assume that'll just go in my top divisions. And here's my second lineup. And that'll go in the second highest division I have at the time. And we'll just see. Charlie said it'll be interesting to see for divisions the impact lineup strength has as well, which we're absolutely working on that. But I think people need to also remember that there's a decent chance that the scores in Division One, like the scores needed for rewards in Division One, will be lower than 2 and 3, at least on the rare and limited level. And that's just a volume thing. Like, there's so many more lineups in those lower ones. So a bunch of people are bound to just like knock it out of the park. And so there's going to be that frustration. Like, man, I scored really well in Division Two. I finished ninth and I would have won Division One. And so Rare's response is like, well, now you're in Division One because you got promoted and then you'll just get blasted anyway. But I think that's going to be the important thing, that I don't think that Divisions 1 through 3 will be that different from a competitive standpoint. Like, you're still going to have a really good lineup to win good prizes. And so the idea of let me prioritize Division 3 instead of Division 1, how I'm thinking of it now, is a giant mistake. But again, we'll see. Colonel Dickweed says, guessing they'll have to give us our division status by next Tuesday, since that's when the first March Madness game week will open. Not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. Toby said, in theory, best card in All-Star 240, 270, or Division II contenders. It's up to you. And they also said that like All-Star prizes will be the same as they are now, minus the ETH. Which is kind of interesting because there absolutely will be fewer lineups in All-Star because of what we have now, because of the multi-entry. And people, I think more people are just going to be like, oh, this is cool and fun. I'm just going to multi-enter challengers when you probably should just go to All-Star. Brazil said, my thought as well should be always the best lineup and the best place to shine. Surface says, was it fun trying to think about lineup building from a different perspective? So that's a great question. And to be honest, the lineup building process was not that different for me because... I play All-Star for sure. All-Star is usually my priority. It certainly was this game week. But I do have this regionality to my gallery that I tend to play challengers guys with challengers guys, probably to my detriment. And so Quinny says, do you mean this Tuesday or next Tuesday? I think we'll find out our divisions on late March. Yeah. It'll be like, what is that? The 22nd, 27th ish. What is that, a Tuesday? I don't even know. So anyway, the idea that actually reminded me surface. So I did like the lineup building process, and Daniel Cooper, we're going to, today is March 15th. This is mid-March. I don't know what late March is. So anyway, one of the interesting things that, well, maybe it's not interesting. Maybe it's done. I don't know. So when I was putting my lineups together, I found myself trying to put cards in from the same region into those lineups together. So for example, I could not have said that any worse. Doing my contenders lineups, I was putting all of my Asia cards together and all of my like River Plate cards together and all my Liga MX cards together for no reason other than I think I'm just used to that. And I was comfortable putting Liga MX and Argentina cards together. And other than All-Star, and this time of year, I'm not doing it usually, combining like K-League, J-League, and Liga MX, which is like exactly what you do in contenders. But I just found myself being like, oh no, I can't play Ki Sung Yang with Franco Armani because one's Asian, one's America, and this is an All-Star. But like, of course we can do that. And I think that's going to be a fault, basically, in the lineup building process, that we are, for those of us who have played the game for a while, we're just so used to playing some of these cards together that the idea of putting this other one in from a multi-entry perspective, because you're like, oh, I'm still using these other cards. But it's like, I think you're actually going to end up making worse lineup decisions just because this guy happens to play in Belgium, and this one happens to play in MLS, when really you should put them together. And I'm hoping that the more I tinker with lineup building, I get out of that, because I think it's a completely unnecessary way to build in the game now. And it's just going to take some time to like get that out of your head, that challengers doesn't have to be Eredivisie and Jupiler cards, for example. Kira Lumo said, I thought we would discover our divisions during the first new game week, as it will based on the number of stars in our lineups. I don't think it's based on lineups. It's based on your gallery, like what's in your gallery. PSU fans too. What's up, Laird? I'm tired from the gym. Good. That's good. That means it's working. Let's go. I didn't go to the gym today, but that's great, Sean. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're going to like feel great. The tiredness then turns into power. And then you're just like, yeah, let's go to the gym. Anyway, so is this wow because I didn't go to the gym today? Only one of us hitting the gym up. Yeah, I only go to the gym like 2 or 3 times a week. I don't go that often. But anyway, so the idea, I think there's going to be just this period of a few weeks. So this is exactly what's going to happen. It's going to take a few weeks for us to get really used to this new lineup building process. And the differences feel, they don't feel minimal, but like everything's still familiar, but it's way different. And I'm guessing by the time we get used to it, it'll be August, and then they just change everything over again. So the whole process, like I went into this thinking I had way more cards than I need. Cause I feel that way now. Like I don't have great lineups everywhere. You can look at my lines from this game week. But I feel like I have a sufficient number of cards for to be successful in the game, to win enough rewards, like keep playing. And I thought that the new competitions would actually streamline it a little more, and that I would have extra cards. And it doesn't feel like that should have been the case, because they're like, hey, multi-enter. And you're like, yeah, I'll just throw some more cards in. But the multi-entry almost made me not want to just throw lineups in, but it was like, wait, this lineup could be good. And so maybe I should go get another card. And then it was all of a sudden, it was like, how do I have 300 plus cards and I feel like I need more? And that was literally the topic for today, whatever I actually ended up naming it, where I think the availability of multi-entry is going to want us to play more lineups, which is not bad, but it becomes a very different game when you're like, oh, I can play up to three versus I have to play up to three. And with the number of cards I have in my gallery, it's like, if I don't play three, I'm wasting a lot of cards. But also, I don't have enough cards to play all three in every competition. So now I have to go get more. So it's like, do I have not enough cards or do I have too many cards? And yeah. Server said, so are we resigned to zero chance of getting our starting division placement before the first game week when divisions are live? It would be nice of them. Nice to know them now or soon. No, I think we're going to get them when the game week opens. And when you go to Challengers super rare surface, it'll be like your lineup is in division one. And then based on what they said, your second lineup will be in division two if you have one. And then your third one will be in division, well, super rare is only three, but it'll be in the last one. So if you have rare, it's going to be one, two, and four, five. Like, really, all they have to do is figure out the top, like the who's in division one, and everything trickles down from there lineup wise. But again, it's going to take a few weeks to get in. Maddie said the answer is always not enough cards and spend more money. So I don't think that's right, but yeah. Yep. Toby said this is how they solved the whole thing where we all sell our rewards. Now we have to keep them to fill out more multi-entry lineups. I mean, yeah. But we know that. Soramalta says the temptation is too great. I sold some rares, had cash in my wallet. 3 days later, I now have 150 in-season K-League cards with 3% collection on every team. You are an animal. That's a compliment, but man, that's wild. Daniel said that's a problem I've had. My gallery got very unfocused by wanting to play everything. So that's what we will have to fight with while we make our lineups, is it's okay to not play everything. And I feel like I've talked about that before somewhere on the show. I've talked about that. You don't have to play everything. And we get this feeling where like, oh, I have three cards. If I just bought two more, I would have another lineup. And I don't think it's bad if you want to do that, but like, you don't have to. And I think this transition period right now will give us a clearer picture of where we are best competing. And if you start making your champions lineups and you're just like, yeah, these have no shot, then you can get out of those cards and try to get into challengers or contenders or any one of them. And I think that is going to be the benefit of this transition period, but it won't be... It's not going to be very simple. And some people, the answer is going to be, yes, I want to buy more cards. I want to play more lineups. And other people, it's like, I just don't want to. And that's okay. It's okay. everyone may not know this. Sunday is Quinny's birthday. And so, is it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. St. Patrick's Day, Quinny's birthday. So if you're on, you know, social media or whatever on Sunday, give them a shout. Simo says, why wouldn't they just do a single division with multi-entry for the first week, then base the division off those results? So I think the reason they do that is because they really do want the bigger galleries in Division One, like the biggest players in Division One, and doing it on a single game week of results. Like, you don't want someone who just luck box 1 week in Division One and then getting relegated immediately and then relegated again the following week. And I think it just doing it by gallery value, however they're going to do it, gets us to the regular divisions faster, if that makes sense. That made sense in my head. And as soon as it came out, I was like, that's not very clear at all. But unfortunately, it's like, we want Sean in Division One as soon as possible. And if you do it by gallery value, then that happens. And if you don't, then like, do you want Sean having a lineup in Division 3, 4, and 5? And then just getting promoted each week, or just start that way? Ben said, does anyone remember if we can have multiple Division One lineups eventually? Yes, you can. You could have all three lineups could be in Division One. Sean said, I'm going to intentionally throw to be in Division One, Two, and Three. So I don't think he will. Like, Sean will want three lineups in Division One. Absolutely. Absolutely. Steph said, that's my concern here, being on the cheap side of the end of kickoff. One good limited card made sense, but now with the new tutorial and boxes, maybe I'm out because five good cards are not cheap. Well, they don't necessarily have to be five good cards all the time. That's all. Sean said, to be fair, I probably will not, but I might. Honestly, I don't think you are. Well, you know, once we get like, once we start playing, we'll figure it out. But I really just don't see, like I said, and so Sean, you were not here before, but I think the scores for rewards, like the minimum scores for rewards, are going to be higher in Division 2 and 3 than 1. There are fewer people playing in Division 1. It's the equivalent of playing Super Rare Division versus Rare Division. Why would you want to play against more people in Division 3 than just 3 in Division 1? He said, depends on how many are in each. But we know, like, we know that Division 2, is it twice as many as Division 1? Something like that? Like, there are many more people in Division 2. Again, or no, maybe it wasn't that. But, like, half of Division 1 gets relegated each week, and only 20% of Division 2 gets promoted to fill that hole. I don't know what the 3-2 ratio is. So, yeah. Daniel said you should have a podcast with this Sean fella. I'll think of it. Mucci said, is it a scam? Is what a scam? Peter said, and Peter's super smart. Everybody should go check it out. Peter, if you wouldn't mind dropping your Medium link in the chat for everyone, and they should go read everything that Peter wrote. He said, Division 1 is also worth 2 to 3x more on a per-person basis, at least in season. I figure that will translate to Classic. Yeah. So where Andre said, even though the prizes are better in higher divisions, they think will be the best to play in lower divisions. The game has to be broken if that's the case. You should never want to compete at the lower level. Yeah, Sean just said, I imagine I want every lineup in Division One. Absolutely. Like, no question. You play to win the game. Most of you guys still don't understand that joke. Sean is one of them who gets it, at least. But yeah, I think that's what we want to do. And so the lineup building process while I was going through the lineup builder was, it's not like overwhelming, but I was just, I looked at it. I was like, wow, there's a lot of lineups. And then hadn't thought at all about divisions. And I do think that I don't think I'm ever going to pay attention to divisions in terms of where I put my lineups. I am always going to put my best lineup in the highest division, my second best lineup in the second best division, and third in the third best. Like I really don't think I am going to take the time. And maybe it ends up being better that you want to be in division four versus three or something. But I just don't ever see the possibility where I think that's going to be beneficial for me. Peter said, what's weirder to me is division two through five are valued roughly the same on a per person basis. It's only division one that stands out. That's the only thing I don't get. The limited payouts are weirder though. The rare one wasn't as bad, I thought. Touch said, if we want less competition, are the EPL, La Liga, and Bundesliga comps the ones to aim for then? So the difference with that is you will have fewer entries, but there will also be fewer lineup combinations that you can make because the player pool is smaller. And so it might not actually be, you might have fewer competitors, but it might be more competitive. Exactly this. Sean said the plus side with the Bundesliga, EPL, et cetera, comps is that you will always face the same things. It's always the same 20 teams. And then, yeah, trickle down to champ. I do wonder how many people will prioritize champ over like La Liga or Bundesliga, or if champ really just becomes the Ligue 1 Serie A competition. French League 1, or what do they call it? French top league? It's something silly like that. RedderDead69, appreciate the focus on the future. Off fly fishing for trout now. I'll catch the rest of the show later. Take care. Good luck. Good luck. What do you say to somebody who's about to go fishing? Like when somebody's about to like go on stage for something, you're like, hey, break a leg. I don't know what you say to somebody who's fishing. Catch a fish. So Ben said, if I have two lineups that are of similar standing, and I have a Division 1 lineup and Division 2 lineup, I might play my first team in Division 2 to try and get a second Division 1 lineup. The problem, Ben, is that if your Division 1 lineup then struggles, that will be relegated, and now you're back to where you started. Bob Flynn, what is up, my man? He said, with a strong gallery, podium ETH is a key component of success, as card rewards have always been lackluster. As this is the case, I believe some people will try to play down. But there's no podium ETH for the lower divisions. Like you have to be in Division 1 for classic podium cash. Catch a big one, Parapress says. Yeah, don't drown. Fly fishing, you're just standing though, right? Like you're standing in the water, you're not like swimming. Ooh, carpe diem. Well done, Sorter Malta. Sir Andre said, I know this is not the actual subject, but will you participate in the MLS Special Game Week? I don't know yet. I didn't. Did I make a lineup? I don't think we had it in here. So, like, I have won some new season MLS cards. I haven't bought any yet. No, I take that back. I bought one. I don't know. Despite where I live and how I speak, I'm not a big MLS guy. And so I don't know if I'm going to or not. Selfishly, I like to win cards. I think that cards are fun. So if I can win my way into a lineup, like I guess, but I do think that one of the things about us being like forced to play is I think we're going to feel dumb playing new season cards in classic competitions. Even if like you had four, like if you only play classic and you get like a great reward, that becomes your new season card. You're going to feel this pressure to buy three more of them so you can enter in season. and playing them in classic. Like, I won a Jesus Ferreira last week. I think it was last week. It's like, that's a pretty good new season MLS card. And do I play that card in classic until I win some more MLS cards? And I don't know. But it's going to be weird seeing, like, I imagine the people who play in-season cards in classic competitions are just those who are not ready to play in-season yet and don't want to spend the money to, like, get those cards, which I get. Like, I get it. But there's absolutely going to be this internal pressure of, like, that you're wasting a game week where you could win cash to help pay back. Although if you won the card, I don't know. If you buy cards for it, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of, like, mental gymnastics that goes into this that we just haven't, that I think people thought about but haven't really, really considered. Red or Dead says the thing you say is tight lines, which, all right, tight lines, bud. Bob said winning a podium down is still better than ETH generation than not winning it by playing up. There isn't as much demand on the secondary to sell market. There's no podium cash ETH outside of Division One. You're just winning better cards. Like, you could win stars in some of them, not the lowest one, but you cannot win cash that way. Agent Cooper said players like Tony Kroos and Vinny Jr. have over 1,200 limited each. Excuse me. La Liga limited classic will be so tough, even if you have those types of players. I mean, I don't think the game should be easy. Rich said, just got here. Hello. Going to listen while I'm at work tomorrow. So, hey, future self and chat. Yeah, so this is exactly right, Sean, as I said. Yeah. But, like, if you finish in the podium in Division 2, you probably finished on the podium in Division 1. And that's where you want to be. Toby said, I think with the price spike, you either buy in season and play in season or sell for rare because his price has spiked. I don't know. Harry, yes. Good luck. Go fish. That's what it was the whole time. bravo, Harry. Service said, having that sense of how long it will take your gallery to win competitive in season will be a skill we all have to develop. My initial thought is that I'd have to buy one or two for each lineup I want to play. Maybe. Depends how much you want to play. Mar, will the La Liga Bundesliga competition be out at the end of the month? Yes. That starts this month. This month. End of March. Late March, if you will. Rikoman said, the thing is how many will be in Champ Classic and as the one old season in the in-season comps. Yeah, I mean, we can kind of, like, speculate as much as we want on this. It's just, I hate to say it, but we need to see it now. I'm sorry. You guys are absolutely right. La Liga and Bundesliga is not till August. My fault. Champions starts now. Like, Champions cash starts now. I have it right here. Thanks to Vita. Previously. There you go. So yeah, La Liga and Bundesliga in August. I don't know why they didn't. Well, I'm guessing that they're not starting them right now because they just don't have the capital available. Like, they're still, like, the threshold money is going from threshold to those competitions. And since threshold's still going until August, they have to wait. That's all. I've got, like, two more minutes, to be honest. I got places to go, people to see. I got to go fishing. I'm just kidding. So, maybe Sean and I will talk about that a little bit this week, or Monday, excuse me, on the strategy show. Well, I call the strategy show. But yeah, we'll see. Ben said, I'm mainly excited for top 25% getting a reward box. Should be opening multiple a week, even if you don't finish in the cards. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I do hope it doesn't become like a, this sounds so bad, but it comes like a bother where you're like, oh, I have 9 reward boxes to open and they're all just like boosts and arena tickets and, you know, like, I don't know. We'll see. I think they're fun. Like I had fun opening them like that when they did that cap 271. I think it's great. I think they're, yeah, it'll be great. But like Sean and Nanzo, like having to open 40 reward boxes each week. Like, is that fun? Daniel said the animation takes so long. It's true. Like if they had just like an open all. Yeah, there you go, Ben. Yep. Yeah. But, you know, makes for good content, and that's all I care about at this point. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, that's what we do. So anyway, if you're in a situation where you start making your lineups and you're just like, man, I have a lot of cards, and then you're like, man, I don't have enough cards, I feel you. I'm there, and I think a lot of us are going to be there. And I think maybe we take more time on the priority aspect of things as opposed to the quantity. I don't think it's a quality versus quantity. Obviously it is, but let's really take some time to figure out what we want to do in this game, because the, you know, you can spiral, certainly. You're just like buying cards left and right. All of a sudden you end up with 150K league cards from this season with 3% collection bonus everywhere. And not that that's a bad thing, but maybe that wasn't in your plan. And so I think like planning and sticking to that plan is going to become super important. And so, yeah, there's that. Mike Bastin, what's up? Apologies for not being around. Real life issues take priority this week. No worries, Mike. Real life is real life, man. This is just a game. But yeah, I am going to go. So thank you to everybody for coming. I guess Sean and I know we're going to talk about on Monday. There will be a game week preview as well, which should be quite short since we got a horrible international break coming up. Although it's a big one for Harry Trades. He's going to be pumped. So anyway, thank you to everybody. If you guys could please like the video, if you're still here somehow, I don't know why you're still watching. If you haven't liked the video, like actually liked it. And if you have actually liked it, if you could please hit the like button on the video, that's always really nice. And yeah, enjoy your weekends. I'm going to be basically away this weekend and not looking at my lineups at all, which is probably a lie. I'm sure I'll look at them all the time, but we'll see what happens. And so, yeah, we'll be back Monday. Good luck. Go fish.